G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, March 14. John Barker here. Joel Marshall is back in the other chair. Ready to put his back into giving you some winners over this All-Star Mile weekend, Coolmore Classic. And Joel, the folks should probably take the opportunity if they can to get along to the races this weekend, because we might have a few weeks there where there'll be some spectator-free racing.
Indeed, yeah. It could well be the last chance to get along to a decent race meeting for some time. And look, it's the big race, obviously the All-Star Mile. The rest of the meeting, it doesn't sort of inspire a lot of confidence. Or, you know, doesn't get you really excited, but obviously the $5 million race is the race we all want to see, and it is a very good lineup. Obviously, we've got the star three-year-old Alligator Blood, toughest test against the older horses, but he's a pretty warm favourite.
He is indeed, which is what makes it so remarkable that none of Winning Post's eight tipsters have got Alligator Blood on top. There's another horse in this field. I mean, I guess, you know, I've tipped against him the last two times and tipped in favour of Catalyst, yeah. And he's won those. So what's the point of jumping on now when he's a very short favourite in what is a very powerful field? Nine Group 1 winners. Look, the three-year-old favourite did get the money last year and did so in quite convincing fashion. Every chance Alligator Blood's going to this time. But there is another runner that you, me, and just about everyone else is pretty keen on here, Joel. Yeah, I should say we're going to get straight into the All-Star Mile, which is race 7 at Caulfield on Saturday, 1,600 metres, weight for age, $5 million.
Yeah, look, Melody Bell's the horse that I think most people, if they're trying to get the gator beaten, they're going to go to Melody Bell, because she's a star. We knew that she was a star in New Zealand, and she proved it in the spring that she could measure up over here. Beat the mares in the Empire Rose, but then the McKinnon run a week later was just outstanding. The amount of ground she made up in the last 200 metres to get close to that very good mare Magic Wand, it was just an excellent run, and we saw her fresh effort in the Futurity. Very good. Maybe Flemington would suit her better than Caulfield. That's probably the one little query, but you just know she's going to take a stack of improvement out of that fresh run. So yeah, I've lent her way. To be honest, it's not really a race I'm sort of keen to bet in, because you know a lot of the value's been taken. Alligator Blood, the hardest to beat. Regal Power, I was with him last week, and it was just, you're just lining up in the queue. Until 50 Stars rolled home over the top of him in the last 50 metres, the last 100 metres. Look, he's a strong chance. I'm not too worried about him coming back to the mile. And three, Fierce Impact. He's had to go to weight for age this time in. Of course, dual Group 1 winner in the spring at handicap level. And I thought his two weight for age runs have been pretty good. Second in the Orr and third in the Chipping Norton to Tiakia Shark. So he's taken the next step. 9, 11, 4 and 3 for me.
Yeah, 9 with 9-2, Melody Bell. I like Regal Power as well. Got Regal Power in for second, back to the railway distance. Willie Pike on board. Alligator Blood, obviously the one to beat, in for third. And Superstorm, the other West Australian for me, for fourth. My number's 9, 4, 11 and 13. The other black type on the Caulfield program, as you mentioned, it's down a grade on what Melbourne has been experiencing in recent weeks. But we start in race 3, Arrowfield Reduced Choice Stakes, 1,000 metres for 2-year-olds at listed level.
Yeah, I've gone for number 9, Dogmatic, here. In fact, you're talking about the Reduced Choice Stakes, aren't you? I've gone straight to the Mornington Cup Prelude. The Reduced Choice Stakes is the 2-year-old race, and look, Masseuse, the listeners might remember that I think I made her my $20 bet on this show about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and unfortunately she got she ran second and just missed. She sort of got balked 100 metres out, was charging. The winner, Hard Rock Girl, then went to Adelaide and won a stakes race. So the form's held up. She'll be better for that run. Pretty keen on her. The first starter, Celestial Soul, creates obvious interest. Won a trial back in the spring by 5 lengths. Behind him was Hanseatic. Obviously, Hanseatic went to the line hard held, but you can't fault that trial form. 7 Ready for Caviar is going to have a lot of attention. She's out of Black Caviar by More Than Ready. And 5 River Knight, very good at Flemington last start. Behind the highly spruced I Love Myself, 6-2, 7-5.
Yeah, look, I am with the yeah, with the highly spruced Celestial Soul. Although, yeah, that just worries me slightly that it also entered for Moonee Valley Friday night. You know, I mean, if you had an absolute superstar, or unless you're trying to throw people off the track. But anyway, Celestial Soul to beat Hard Rock Girl, Masseuse, and River Knight.
The only thing I'd say about that, Chris Waller, he does double accept a lot with his horses, so just ticking every box in case he draws an outside barrier, I guess.
Yes, indeed. And you know why Hard Rock Girl has 56.5, but he's number 4, and number 3 is Wild Cherry Road with 55?
I do not. That is a good observation. Yeah, so Wild Cherry
Road. Same way in the best
pets, so set weights, yeah. 55, set weights and penalty. Yeah, so she should definitely have 56.5, but should be ahead of Wild Cherry Road.
Interesting.
In the order.
Yes, let's hope. Let's hope that's not another little IT glitch. Race 5. Across to race 5 at Caulfield on Saturday. It is the Ned's Mornington Cup Prelude. Listed race over 2,000 metres. And I've got a suspicion you're with number 9, Dogmatic.
Oh, I am, yes. You're out of my mind. Look, this horse has been sort of around the mark mixing his form. He's coming back from Tassie. He's been down there competing in the Hobart Launceston Cups. Thought the Launceston Cup run last start was quite good to finish third. You go back three runs, he was third this track and distance behind Vaucluse Bay. Meets him 3.5 kilos better at the weight. Seems to be a good tempo in this race too. Quite a good amount of speed, so, you know, a few on paces. So I think, you know, with those 2,400 metre runs under the belt, I just think he's going to be quite fit. So, you know, if it turns into a bit of a last man standing sort of a battle, then maybe Dogmatic's going to be suited. So I've got him on top from 4 Secret Blaze, 3 wide, no cover, first up off that bit of a break in the Blamey, and he was tough as teak, only beaten by 50 stars. So how can you fault that form? 7 Selzamore, he's back in form, and 1 Gallic Chieftain, probably going to be ready next up.
Selzamore, for me, made him my best from Secret Blaze, Stars of Karen, Vaucluse Bay, 7, 4, 8, and 3. And the last of the black type races at Caulfield on Saturday is Race 8, Ned's Anniversary Vase, listed event over 1,600.
Yeah, well, very warm favourite here in Admiral's Joker. Look, he's on top. He's, you know, I think he's into $1.80 or something like that, so... you know, he's ready to win. He's had the three runs back, and he should be very hard to beat, but I don't know if I could suggest to you to back him. One hell of a streak. You know, he's just very, very consistent horse. 6 Scarlet Dream, and we'll go 9 Polanco next best.
Admiral's Joker, hell of a streak, Polanco and Goldfields for me. 2, 1, 9, and 3. My best, as I mentioned, was Selzamore, race 5, number 7. My value bet typically has come up just about favourite. That's race 9, number 2, the former West Australian Battle Storm, who you know, needs to win beyond 1,000 metres for the first time. So I don't know if 440 is great, but Pikey in the last, Joel, was my theory there. And you have... Dogmatic was your value bet, race 5, number 9, but tell us about your best.
Yeah, I made Zoolar my best, race 4, number 9, at a pretty good price too. It's a tough race, you know, these 3-year-olds, a few lightly raced ones over the mile, so, you know, a number of these could sort of improve leaps and bounds. But she was good, winning first up at Sale. It was a pretty modest race. Then she went down to Tassie to try and get some black tight, but just was, you know, didn't run 2,100 out at all, and then came back to the mile with the blinkers on, and I thought she was very good against the older horses last start. So if she runs up to that, continues to improve with the shades on, I think she can measure up to this.
Alrighty, Group 1 action on Saturday is at Rosehill Gardens in Sydney for the Coolmore Classic. Over 1,500 metres, but before that, there's plenty more black type, including last roll of the dice for those trying to get into or warm up for the Golden Slipper. And the Colts division is race 2, the Bowerman's Commercial Furniture Pago Pago Stakes, over 1,200 metres at Group 3 level.
I'm going to give Jontius another chance. I was with him in the Skyline on debut, and look, you know, for a horse to debut in a Group 2 and hold his place in the market and even shorten into 650, I think it was a good sign, and he ran okay. He was a bit green, he got held up at stages in the straight, didn't have a lot of room, and I thought he was still pretty good to the line, only beaten three lengths. He should take a stack of improvement out of that. And yeah, I think he's a talent. And I just think, you know, if he takes big improvement out of that, he can run well. One, Aim was unlucky in the same race, the stable mate. Three, I Love Myself, got a good opinion of. He won well on debut at Flemington, justified the spruik. And five, Postcode. Felt the pinch first up in the Skyline, but that was his first go 1200. He might be a bit fitter.
There's just the nine of those, but there's 15 fillies to face the starters starter in their division. The Antler Luggage Magic Knight Stakes, race three. Same conditions.
Well, one Stella Pauline's testing the patience a little bit. Four runs, 4 seconds. I made her my best of the day in the Sweet Embrace a couple of weeks ago. She jumped well, and she was, you know, either going to be sort of caught off the fence, and Brenton Abdullah said, right, I'll just let you roll to the front. That was her first time she'd ever been really sort of close to the pace. And she appeared to have every chance, but just, you know, might have been a bit new to her leading. I think they take a sit from barrier three on Saturday, and she's worth another go. Two for Lizzie, off a bit of a break. I think she's pretty talented. She's had that little setback, but I think she'll be running on strongly. Eight, Carket Acket. This was backed as if unbeatable. First start, off a good trial, she led and won well. She's very hard in the market here, so obviously a decent opinion of her. Her stablemate, I thought, trialled really well. 15 only mine. She's the only newcomer in the race. I wouldn't be shocked to see her bob up in the exotics.
Race four, Rose Hill on Saturday. Canadian Club Morris McCartan Stakes, 1100 metre group three.
Gone with five, Zoo Style. Big boom on this horse. Won six of his first six. Won his first six, sorry. Next three runs, wasn't able to win. That was his spring campaign. He resumed in a really hot Concord. I mean, that was a group three, but it was probably a group one, looking at the class of the field. And then he came down to Melbourne, second at Caulfield, fourth at Caulfield, led, gave a bit of a sight. They were both 1,200. I just reckon 1,100 first up is going to be far more suitable for him. Tim Clark, we know he's good on front runners. He'll find the lead and be really hard to beat. Two Grey Worm, well, he's just a winner, isn't he? What an excellent return from him. 12 goes, 7 wins, 4 minors, very consistent. 4 Soothing's a good mare. You delete her Caulfield form, she's hard to knock. And one Tactical Advantage, you know what you're going to get from him. Very consistent performer. 10 wins from 30 starts. He's got to be a hope as well.
Race 5 at Rose Hill on Saturday for the 3-year-olds, the Shandong Farlap Stakes, a group 2 over 1,500 at set weights.
Yeah, interesting to see who's here. We've got Nudge, Subpoenaed and Akari all in the Kembla Grange Classic, and none of them have been scratched from either race as of yet. But look, 6 and 5, the two guns here, Funstar and Probabee, along with Funstar. I was with her in the surround. It was a lovely ride by James McDonald. Went back, was able to sort of slide inside of Probabee and pinch a bit of a break. It was just probably fitness that told in the end. Probabee launched late and got over the top of her, but an excellent run. We know she won second up and third up in the spring, accounting for Probabee. So she's on top for me. I've put Subpoenaed in for second. I'm a huge rap for her. I think she's the filly that's going to take a big step up. She'll be very hard to beat on Friday if they run there. Five, Probabee, we know her class. She's a winning hope. And two, Spend. Could make his own luck. Hard fit off that win at Flemington last week on speed. Yeah, might give them something to chase.
Race six at Rose Hill is the Highland Race Colours Ajax Stakes, also over 1,500 metres at group two level.
Well, I have to give Imaging another chance. I was in his corner at his first Australian start, and many were. He was hard in the market, and he was backed too at 440 into 380. And then just got into a bumping duel with Cascadian on the turn, knocked the wind out of him, I assume. He didn't finish off. He pulled up lame. Just, I think, where there's smoke, there's fire. So I'm going to give him another chance. Imaging from two, Quackerjack, won that Liverpool City Cup. Every preparation, he'd gone to a new level, and he might just have done it again. Nine Vega Days, who was just beaten by Quackerjack, gets an extra kilo off him. So if that's enough to turn the tables, it could be. Certainly a chance. And old mate Night's Watch in for fourth. Again, no luck in the blame. He'll win one day.
Your value bit comes up in the big one. Race 7, Coolmore Classic, fillies and mares, group 1 handicap over 1,500 metres.
Yeah, a bit disappointed she come up with a wide gate again, because she's had wide gates both runs this prep. But I don't think it's a strong Coolmore Classic this year, and I think a mare like Sweet Scandal can measure up. She's sort of been a fringe Group 3, Group 2 player. Her two runs this time, as I said, she's been caught wide from tricky gates. Just like the way she kept coming there in the Guy Walter. down to 52. Robbie Dolan's a good lightweight jockey. Happy to back her each way from Two Sweet Deal. She's going to be in front and giving them plenty to chase. 5 Pahutakawa. I can't catch her. She gets back runs on all the time. She's a winning chance if she gets the breaks. She's going well. And 3 Dawn Dawn. She's racing really well this prep. Deserved win last start off a good tempo. If she gets things to suit, she can run on into the finish as well.
Your best comes up in race 8, TAB Sky High Stakes 2000 metre Group 3.
Yeah, I'm with Master of Wine here. Big fan of his. What a win first up, 1400 metres. He was hard in the market, $5.50, and that probably told the story because you thought 1400 would be a bit sharp, but they wanted to back him and he won like a very, very good horse. He's got a bit of international class to compete with here. 9 Mustagia, excellent first up win. 1 Danceteria, was second last when resuming in the Chipping Norton, but only Avilius and Tiakau Shark had a better last 600. Clearly the step up in trip, and these conditions suit a bit better. So those two were a good yardstick for Master of Wine. And in for fourth, I will throw in number 6, Life Less Ordinary. Pretty good performer at this level, should be ready third up.
And yes, as mentioned, your best in value bet in those last two races. Value race 7, number 14, Sweet Scandal. And best race 8, number 10, Master of Wine in Adelaide. Back to a bit of off-season fare on the Parks track on Saturday. Daniel Nuttall's best race 3, number 6, I Know Where You Live. His value bet race 2, number 4, Motel. Anything further?
Nothing for me for that meeting.
And at the Gold Coast, which I don't seem to have printed out for myself.
That is a monster meeting at the Gold Coast.
It absolutely is. 157 acceptance.
The Jewel races, 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds. Rothfire is $1.10 in the 2-year-old race. He just looks to be one out of the box. So there could be, a late throw at the stumps for Golden Slipper, possibly. He's Brisbane's best 2-year-old. He'd want to come out and win really well. And a year when the Golden Slipper is probably open, you never know. He might be able to do it. So he should be winning the 2-year-old race. The 3-year-old race looks very open. But again, you've got another, just a winner. Master Jamie struck up all those wins up north at Rockhampton. And now he's come down to the Big Smoke and he's been able to win a couple of times. In town, obviously, the listed Tab Gold Market's not a bad race, race 8. I think Chapter and Verse will be hard to beat in that. He's had that little bit of a freshen up after missing out on Millions Day. He's usually pretty consistent. He's got the 58 kilos, but I would have thought he would be pretty hard to beat. I am trying to find Daniel Nuttall.
I know, I can tell you. It's in the best bets. His value bet is race 3, number 5, Gracie Bell. And wait to the last for his best. That is race 9, number 9, Tokariki Lad. Ascot, couple of black type races in Perth on Saturday. A first of them, they're both for the 3-year-olds. The 3-year-old Colts and Geldings duke it out in race 7. The Schweppes JC Roberts stakes over 1,800 metres. And these are, I guess, on their way to the WA Derby. BJ Ryan likes 3 Talladega to beat 1 Cryptic Wonder, 6 Bogart, and 9 Criminal Code. The Oaks Bound Fillies match motors in race 8. The Natasha Stakes over 2,200. And BJ Selection number 4, Naughty by Nature, to beat 2 Lonsdale Lady, 1 Tuscan Queen, and 6 Cambest. BJ's best race 9, number 10, Devoted Star. And value bet race 4, number 3, Kit Gum, coming up against a fairly short priced unbeaten Sherpa Lass, but the value there, race 4, number 3, Kit Gum. Earlier in the day, Joel, we have Group 1 action across the Tasman. It is New Zealand Oaks Day at Trentham.
Indeed. I've got a very warm favourite in the Oaks. I speak of Jennifer Eccles, who is building a pretty good record. She was a dominant winner last start. At the Barrier Draw has given her rivals a chance. She's drawn 19 of 19, coming to 18 with the scratching. So look, she's beatable, I would have thought, from that draw. A filly I've been following, Rukita, I've put her on top. She's going to need a stack of luck, but I just think she's a real natural stayer. I don't know if they've had an issue with her or what, but I think they've just tried to sort of sneak through the back door, so to speak. She's had a sort of an unconventional prep, 3 runs over a mile. She's just been hitting the line at all of them, and she's got a good draw. She's been drawing wide gates, getting a long way back. I think up in trip from a better gate, she can settle that bit closer. I'm going to have a little bet on her. To beat Jennifer Eccles, Communique looks the other main chance. And 17 is Zip It Sweetie, owned by Harry Henderson's OTI up from the South Island. She's coming to hand quite nicely. My best is Atlanta Peach at Trentham, race 4, number 1. And I did make Rukita my value, race 8, number 14. The other meeting is at Tauranga, 10 race card. The best is La Sablière, race 4, number 7. 3 seconds in a row. I'm hoping Saturday's the day. She goes up a rating band, but for that, she gets a bit of a drop in weight, and that might help. She's been racing really well. She deserves to break through, and my value bet is Clever Conversation, race 8, number 4. Recent efforts haven't been too bad. 3 wide throughout last start, learned, and just knocked up the last 100 metres. Drawn a bit better. It's a pretty long tail to this race, not many winning chances, so I think he's a good each way play.
All right, that wraps up a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. But first of all, we're covering this black type on Friday and Friday night. Covered in your winning post this week, Joel, as you alluded to earlier, Kembla Grange, the Kembla Grange Classic, race 6, Carlton Draft, Kembla Grange Classic for the 3-year-old fillies over 1,600 metres. And there's already a couple of scratchings, but I guess the query is Akari, Subpoenaed and Nudge. They're all up against the big guns at Rose Hill on Saturday, or are they coming here? I know Subpoenaed is one of your favourite fillies. Barrier 16 is the slow on her.
Yeah, look, I think they definitely would have gone Friday night with a better draw, so I guess it's up in the air a little bit, but I think she's going to be very hard to beat. Gee, which is a massive run in defeat, second up, just failing to run down the inform mare, positive piece, came from a hopeless position. I thought leading into this campaign she was the 3-year-old filly that could take that big next step, and I think she has 2 runs. They've only been in benchmark level against the older horses, so she needs to just step up a little bit, but I think she will. I think she'll run well on Saturday, probably without winning if she goes there, but I think she can win Friday. Missile Mantra is the current favourite. She was got back on target with the blinkers on second up in the surround, so she can improve. You've got Asiago and Nudge, probably the two other main other chances.
And at night, another of your favourite 3-year-olds goes round in non-conformist in the Group 2 Alistair Clark Stakes at the Valley. Over 2040 metres, the Cox Plate trip. There's a warm favourite there in Adelaide Ace, but non-conformist seen as the main threat despite the presence of the Oaks winner Miami Bound, who wasn't all that exciting first up.
Yeah, well, she's got about 6.5 lengths to make up on Adelaide Ace, so she does need to improve. She was first up, though. The others at sort of up and going. I've learnt the way of non-conformist. I'm happy to stick with him. Very good in defeat. I thought he just stuck on really well. Adelaide Ace was able to use the pattern to suit to leading on the fence, but he'll be hard to beat again. 2 to beat 1. I've chucked in Diasonic for third. Both his runs haven't been too bad. I think the step up in triple suit and might be bound in for fourth. There are other stakes race in Mooney Valley. Only 6 runners for the Able Stakes, the listed race. Dr. Drill's trial the other day I thought was very, very good. I was hoping they'd go 1,400 first up, and I thought he could, bob up and win. Of course, the Cranbourne Cup winner. It's only 1,200, but a small field, and there has been a little interest at decent odds already. So I'd love there to be each-way betting, but there's not. I'll probably get sucked into backing him each way, and he'll probably run third. But maybe something on Dr. Drill. Race 2, number 8, Chuck-a-Luck. Very keen on him. And race 1, number 9, Lewis Sally. The other two I'm keen on at the Valley.
Alrighty, well, all the form for Kembla and the Valley, and indeed Kyneton on Friday, as well as fields for everywhere else. Our usual great Saturday coverage and plenty of Sunday coverage as well. 4 full form guides and fields for the other meetings, apart from Cairns, which unfortunately encountered some IT problems, so was not able to be included, but we've got Murray Bridge and Mount Barker on Sunday. Sunday, the highlight, of course, is Coonamble. Big, big meeting at Coonamble, including the country championship heat there. Plenty of good reading and all your favourite features in Winning Post as well. Only $5.50 available first thing Friday. Best $20 bet for the weekend, Joel. I'll just go Caulfield Race 5, number 7, Sulsamore.
I'll go a little up Mooney Valley Friday night, try and build a bank for Saturday. We'll go 10 each way, Lewis Sally in the first, race 1, number 9, all up the win, Chuck-a-Luck, race 2, number 8.
Excellent. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll... Don't shake hands with people, either. We'll talk to you, even if you do back a winner, just the elbow tap is the way to go. We'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.